Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is October 28th, 2018. In this segment, we take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. But actually, this report won't be so much of last week, but rather a look ahead to the midterm election just a week away. Before we begin, a reminder, the Astrology News Report really needs some financial support to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. Mercury is the planet of facts, information, and the discriminating mind, and that means making decisions. Therefore, Mercury is the planet of voting. When there's an election around the corner, we have to check out what Mercury is doing up in the zodiac. Mercury just recently joined up with Jupiter, the planet of belief, faith, truth, and optimism. They are now together in sidereal Scorpio, the sign of alliances. A major astrology principle is that the energy of planetary combinations is ambient, available to everyone. Therefore, heading into the 2018 midterms, both Democrats and Republicans are feeling Jupiter's optimism regarding Mercury's facts and data. Thus, each side interprets the polls, reports, statistics to their own benefit. Another thing, Jupiter is the planet of increase. It has a multiplier effect. Combined with Mercury, the planet of voting, we can surmise, as is already apparent, that the voter turnout will be pretty high. Oh yes, and Jupiter is the planet of opportunity. So, seems appropriate that now, after 2 years of a Republican-controlled government, voters get an opportunity to do something. And then there's Scorpio. This sign has a talent for secrets and clandestine actions. Already there are accusations of shenanigans in various voting districts, and not just on the level of local federal districts. Whole states, such as Georgia, have been having some issues. But Scorpio has another signification relevant to what is going on. It is the sign that acquires power by forming alliances, therefore, voting blocks. Then we have the chart of the United States to consider. We hear over and over how consequential this election is for the future of the nation. According to the Vedic birth chart of the USA, the country is now in the Jupiter subperiod of a Rahu major period. From the placement of its signs, Jupiter represents the first house of self, as well as the fourth house of the common people. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs. Jupiter is placed in the seventh house of the chart and in the sign Gemini. Amongst its many meanings, the seventh house in a nation's chart stands for the social consciousness of the people. Gemini is the most dual sign of the zodiac. Thus, the country is divided into two camps, each with its own set of beliefs, its own reality. This is part of the karma of the USA, and is especially emphasized at this point in its history. Meanwhile, Saturn has been transiting in Sagittarius, the ascendant sign of the USA chart, for the past year. Being one of Jupiter's signs, this sector of the chart is already activated, and therefore very sensitive to any planetary transit. Additionally, Saturn is opposing the four natal Gemini planets in the seventh house, including natal Jupiter. Saturn has been called the planet of truth or consequences. I call it the reality check planet. Saturn is serious energy. The karma will be delivered. At the time of the election, Saturn is in near exact opposition to the USA natal Venus, and not far from exact opposition to natal Jupiter. A reality check, indeed. Now we need to consider the chart of the event itself, in other words, the day of voting. In this case, we use the birth of the event, that is, the start of voting, which is determined as when polls open in the capital city, Washington, D.C. Here's the chart. We see Libra as the rising sign, and it's Libra moon and Libra sun, too. Lots of energy from the sign normally known as the sign of harmony and agreement. But let's also remember that Libra has another side to it. It's the sign of idealism and idealists, which includes everyone from prophets to fanatics. The planet that rules Libra is Venus, and here it is in the ascendant, along with the moon and the sun. Having the planetary ruler in its own sign adds a ton of strength to the Libra rising chart. But note that Venus is retrograde. Venus is the planet of relationship. Venus retrograde means reconsidering your relationships, not just with your spouse, all relationships. Venus is the planet of guidance and counsel. When Venus is backwards in the heavens, we are not getting proper guidance. Venus is the planet of value. What's it worth? When Venus is retrograde, we begin to question something's or someone's value. Note that Venus is closely conjunct the moon in the chart. The moon represents the public and the public's mind. So, on voting day, the public is thinking they have been misguided. The people feel they haven't gotten true value. In other words, buyer's remorse. Now, here's something. Uranus, the planet of rebellion, of disruption, and unexpected events, is directly opposite to, and therefore influencing, the Moon-Venus conjunction. This is a clear indication of something happening that upsets the apple cart on the day of voting. Now, here's another interesting astrology detail. November 6th is the last day of the lunar cycle, technically called the 14th tithi of the Krishna Paksha. In other words, it's the day before the dark moon. The 14th tithi is one of the so-called Ritka tithis, which can be translated as empty. In other words, not recommended for beginning something, but rather better for getting rid of something. So, good timing for getting rid of something. But again, since the energy pattern is available to everyone, it could in fact indicate, as someone quipped, a blue wave with a red undertow. Now, since what is on the line here is the future of the Trump administration, obviously a major loss to the Republican Party would be a loss to Mr. Trump himself. So let's take a look and see what is going on in his chart. Mars is the planet of conflict. On November 5th, the day before the election, Mars changes signs and enters Aquarius, which, for Mr. Trump, puts the planet of conflict in his seventh house. The seventh house is the house of one-on-one relationships. Famously, this is the house of marriage, but it's also another type of direct relationship. Seventh house represents your opponent. Mars, planet of victory, transiting in the seventh house of the direct enemy, gives victory to the enemy. This is not good for Mr. Trump. Note, too, that Mars will immediately be directly opposite his natal Mars, an extremely conflict-prone pattern. Donald Trump is at the end of the Jupiter sub-period of his Jupiter major period. Next up is a Saturn subperiod, which, from his chart, looks to be very problematic time for him. Saturn is the ruler of his sixth house of difficulties and enemies. His natal Saturn is placed in his 12th house of endings and loss, along with Venus, the ruler of his 10th house, representing status and reputation. This doesn't look good. Note that his Saturn subperiod begins January 2019, in other words, just when the new Congress is scheduled to take their seats. Okay, there you have it. My analysis of astrology patterns pertinent to the November 2018 midterms. So, y'all get out and vote. By the way, have you noticed there are no ads on this YouTube channel? That's because some viewers have responded to my request for donations. A big thank you to those who are helping to keep the Astrology News Report going and ad-free. You too can become a supporter. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.